오늘 예배 가운데 우리 아이들과 함께 예배를 드리는데 아이들이 이제 나와가지고 이제 우리 간단하게 메시지 나누고 성금일에 관한 메시지를 아이들을 위해서 한 5분 정도 제가 함께 나누고 이제 아이들의 뒤로 이제 퇴장을 하게 될 거예요. 아이들은 또 따로 2부 순서를 가지게 될 겁니다. 그래서 그 아이들을 위해서 여러분들이 열렬하게 같이 합심 기도도 좀 해주시고 그리고 또 이렇게 퇴장할 때는 좀 박수 많이 해주시는 시간을 가졌으면 합니다. Next generation을 생각하지 않을 수가 없습니다. 우리가 항상 살아갈 때 그렇기 때문에 아이들을 위해서 오늘 또 축복하는 시간 예수 이름으로 십자가에 내려 축복하는 시간을 우리가 가지려고 합니다. 아이들이 나올 때는 좀 항상 시끄럽습니다. 여러분 이해해 주시고요. 예전에 저기 독일에서 어떤 목사님이 이제 목회를 하시는데 한국교회는 너무 시끄러운 거예요. 그러니까 독일 목사님이 컴플레인을 했다는 거예요. 너희 한국교회는 왜 이렇게 시끄럽냐? 시끄러워서 우리가 참 방해가 많이 된다. 그랬더니 그 저기 한국 목사님이 그랬대요. 가만 생각해봐라. 우리가 왜 시끄러운가? 우리는 애들이 많고 여러분들은 노인들이 많아서 노인들이 많으면 사실 조용할 수밖에 없죠. 아이들은 좀 시끄러울 수밖에 없는데 정말 우리 아이들이 이렇게 오늘도 보니까요 제가 2층에서 있는데 그냥 동네방네 소리 지르고 누가 다녔어 그렇게 그냥 동네방네 그냥 시끄럽게 이제 동네 사람들 창피하더라고요. 그런데 너무 감사한 것은 on the other hand I'm so thankful and grateful that we have a wow the little boy. Alright, hey guys, do you know what's today? Today? Yeah, Friday. It's Friday, right? TGIF. Yeah, no school. So thank God it's Friday. But it's not ordinary Friday. It's a special Friday. So we call it Good Friday, right? It's Good Friday. Somebody write at that. And do you know why we are called this day as Good Friday? Because, Jesus died. He knows everything, so you don't have to listen to me. So you may go right now. I'm kidding. It's Good Friday because Jesus died. Today is today, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, right? He was nailed on the cross, and he shed all his blood. Even though he didn't do anything wrong, anything bad, and he didn't have any sins, and he was killed by people on the cross terribly. You may wonder why should he die on the cross, right? It was explained here in Isaiah 53:5, in Bible verse in the bulletin here. Let me read it. Because he was pierced on the cross for what? Your sins and my sins. And he was crushed on the cross for your wrongdoings and my wrongdoings. Because the punishment on him, the peace has been brought to us so that we may have peace with Father God. You know what? Long time ago, once upon a time, God created heavens and earth. God created people. So he loved these people so much and he gave everything, you know, all the blessings. All the creatures he made in heavens and on earth. So he gave, you know, to this couple that everything. But unfortunately, this couple, Adam and Eve, committed sin, you know, disobeyed God, turned back on the Lord. You know, he left God all alone. So they made God so bad, feel so bad, so sad, you know. They did, you know, greatly wrongdoings against God. And yet, nevertheless, however, God never stopped loving the people. God never stopped loving this couple. God never stopped loving you, every one of you. God so loved the world. God loved so much the people like loving parents loved their children. So he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, for John 3:16. He knows everything here. Come on. Yeah. For your sins and my sins to be washed away because he so loved you and me.
He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, for your sins and my sins to be washed away. And God even promised eternal life and all the blessings to those people who believed in Jesus Christ. Just like that, Jesus died today, 2,000 years ago, on the cross. So we celebrate today as Good Friday. You know what? Indeed, it's a sad day, isn't it? Because Jesus died on the cross today. But indeed, it's a Good Friday as well, because we shall live by faith in Jesus Christ. Right? So let's give thanks to the Lord and give praise to Him about what He has done for you and me. And let us make up our mind today, as we think of today and the cross, and to live obeying God's words, okay? Obeying God's word and following the Jesus ways. Amen. 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 Let me pray for you.